As some of you may know, I have a twin brother. While many people think that we look alike, I don't think we look anything alike. People had a difficult time telling us apart as we were growing up. When we had shorts on, my brother has a birthmark on his leg. That's how my parents knew us apart. As we have grown older, people still get us confused. One time I was in a town with my wife, not far from where my brother lived, and my wife and I were shopping, and before we left that town, someone had called my sister-in-law and told her her husband was out with another woman. Do we get confused? Do we have a hard time recognizing people? The scripture prior to the reading that we heard read a few moments ago is a typical story, of a familiar story to us, about the road to Emmaus. Two disciples walking along that road, walking along and discussing between themselves what had happened in the days before, wondering in their confusion what was next. And as they were walking along that road, someone joined them. They did not recognize him, but he was asking, "What are y'all talking about? What has happened in Jerusalem that has you two so upset?" They were amazed that there was someone who did not know what was going on in Jerusalem. But they walked along and they went and ate with one another, and they did not recognize Jesus. As Jesus stood there with them, he broke bread, blessed it, and gave it to them, and they recognized him in the breaking of bread, the road to Emmaus. In our gospel reading today, the story right after that road to Emmaus, the apostles and disciples were gathered together in that room that day, discussing that road to Emmaus experience, discussing how their minds had been opened. And then suddenly, someone comes before them in their room, and they wonder, is this a ghost? It looks like Jesus, but we don't recognize him as Jesus. Could it be a ghost? They were overjoyed, yet they did not believe. They were confused, and they wondered, what is this all about? Jesus had to identify himself, and yet as he identified himself, they still did not believe. So he said, "A ghost does not eat. Give me something to eat." And he sat down and ate with them. And he unfolded the scriptures to them and told them all that they had been witnesses to, that had been a fulfillment of the scriptures of Moses and the prophets. And they believed. It's easy to be confused. It's easy to wonder, what is next? And how do I fit into this? We live in confusing times. What we read and what we experience in life seems like that the world has just become upside down. It's not the world that many of us grew up in. A world that is far different today than our children and grandchildren are going to be living in and living in today and in the future. A different world than what we lived in. Many of the institutions of the past that we were familiar with don't even exist anymore. Sears store on Main Street is being turned into an innovative center. Many churches that used to be filled to capacity now are being turned into apartments or restaurants. Many of us grew up in homes that had both parents, natural parents, in that home. But that's a rarity today. And many of us grew up in an era that most people spoke English, where today many speak English as a second language, if they speak English at all. We live in a different world, and we live in confusing times. And as I said, it is easy to be confused. Yet when Jesus appeared, this same Jesus appears to each of us daily as he appeared to those disciples. The same Jesus who appeared to them at the road to Emmaus, the same Jesus who appeared in that upper room, the same Jesus who met them as they were there discussing what was going on, this same Jesus who tried to bring them out of their confusion, this same Jesus who was there in an everyday situation in their life, but eating, walking down the road, and just discussing life and what's going on in that life. This same Jesus who offered them that peace that passes all understanding. This same Jesus offers us that same peace today. This same Jesus is the one today who comes into our lives and wants to be a part of our lives, wants to be a part of our conversations, wants to know us and be known by us, and to be recognized by us in all that we do. And the question that I have of myself and the question I have for you is, when he does appear, will we recognize him? Amen.